It's our high school girls basketball preview show here on 1410 KGRN. It's time to talk North Mahaska girls basketball with the head coach for the Warhawks, Ellie Moore. And coach, coming off a 15-5 season, a state tournament team a year ago, have all of your starters returning for this year. How do you feel about your basketball team coming in a brand new season?
Well, certainly it's a brand new season for us, and we're looking forward to it. We have a great group of kids coming in, and we have a great group of kids that have been with me for 4 years, and certainly we have some high expectations here, and we played a lot of basketball this summer and worked hard on things, and we're certainly looking forward to get started here.
Well, it's got to be exciting because you talk about this group of girls, Cassidy Steele and Cheyenne Shaw and Paige Lehman and Emma Terrell and Jade Hay and Lydia Stodgill. I mean, these players pretty much started as freshmen. I mean, not all of them started all the time as freshmen, of course, but, they've been together all this time, and they made it to state last year together, and what a better way to go out as seniors. I mean, what can you say about this group as a whole? Just it's a rarity in high school basketball to have this group together as long as you've gotten them.
Well, it's here to the Warhawk country land. I had a group like that back in 2011, 2012, and we won the state title with that group, and I had them for several years. And you know, this group of kids certainly have worked really hard since third and fourth grade, and they have their goals set high, and certainly they work hard, and we like I said, they've matured. We're working on developing some of our younger players, and they're watching how these kids have worked hard in the classroom, and a lot of them are going on to play at the next level, which is a tribute to the culture here. And we're very well respected with coaches around the state of Iowa and surrounding states. So we're just looking forward to a good season. We had Parents Night last night. We had over 60 people here for our Parents Night. We have a great group. We have 22 girls out, which is a very rare with our situation. The kids aren't going out for sports or individualizing. So we're very fortunate here. I've got a great super set of AAU coaches. I have a good junior high coach in Josh Schilling. I brought Tara Greer, who is known as Tara Smith, was on the state title team up with us as far as the coach and helping us. And we're pretty excited. And these seniors are real excited. They're working hard. They're trying to develop some leadership skills, especially with the young freshmen coming in that I have. And I've got a great group there. I've got a super talented sophomore class. I got a couple juniors, so we're looking forward to it. And certainly, we start with a very tough team a week from Saturday at Grinnell, and we know each other pretty well. We played a lot of games against each other this summer, so certainly it's not going to be easy. And on both sides, we both have some strengths, and certainly we have to make sure we're ready to play them.
Well, we'll talk about that in a moment, but first, you do have injuries that you have to deal with. Talk to Cheyenne Shaw at the state cross-country meet, and she was running there, but not 100%. She says it's going to take a while before she's going to be cleared to play basketball. Give us what you're seeing with Cheyenne and when you might have her this year to get her back on the court.
Yeah, that's a huge piece for us. She started since she's been a freshman, and she's a very talented young lady. She's going to take her talents to Loras College next year. She has an injury to her back, and we will not have her till right before Christmas, possibly. We'll see how we are and see how the doctors are going to let us handle that or let them handle it or whatever. So it'll be December at least before we get her back. 6-7 games in or whatever it will be there. So huge piece, but that's going to help us down the road because she is a veteran, so we do have some younger kids that are going to have to step up for us, and Lydia will step in there, and she's done a good job this past summer working. We've got some great sophomore classes I mentioned. They're big, they're strong, they're athletic, and so we're going to go right on and move on, but Shai's been at practices encouraging everyone practice, and and so forth. So I'm proud of her for doing that. And it's hard for her sitting out because she's a competitor and wants to be out there because she brings a different taste to us. She's a slasher. She's a good rebounder. She's a good defender for us and certainly a good shooter. And but we got to fill in, and Lydia will do that for us, and then we'll bring in Addie Schilling at 5'11", 6-foot guard, and Brianna Fogel's 5'10". He gets to play varsity this year. She had set out last year for transfer rules. And, Layla Hargis, so forth. So, I'll go through my roster here pretty soon with y'all. So, it's going to be a huge loss, but she'll be back with us and get ready for the stretch run.
Well, and Cassidy Steele is there as kind of like your offensive leader. She averaged 15.7 points a ball game. And as I mentioned, she's a senior with the rest of these girls. But, she is just so talented. She's got a little bit of size, but she has the ability to go outside, ability to mix it up inside a little bit. What have you seen from her game now, and how has she taken her game to another level here as a senior?
Well, certainly everybody knows she's a great shooter, and what we've tried to work with her is taking it down low. We got some teams that face guard her and so forth, and she is 5'10", and so we've worked with her on posting up and certainly moving without the ball. And she's so unselfish, she gives up a lot of shots sometimes, which is fine because the shots that she's giving the girls are layups or closer in. So her game is going to play at the next level also, but an outstanding shooter. So with that said, we're getting her inside and posting and they're running the floor a lot better. And certainly we're very proud of her for working on that this summer as much as she plays. Excited. She's worked on her speed down the court, and so that's the game that we need from her. Certainly she's got great length, working on her defense too, so certainly she knows what she needs to work on too, and that's what makes it nice. They recognize some of their faults and weaknesses, and that helps us coaches at this level to help them understand that a little better. So yeah, we're excited, and she's ready to go.
What were your priorities to make this team improve and get them ready for, after the state tournament? You made it to state, you lost in the first round. Obviously, you have one way to go. You could sit around and mope, or you could try and say, hey, we're going to improve, we're going to get better, we're going to change our game, and we know that it's going to be a tough road in the conference, we know it's going to be a tough road next year. What were your priorities this offseason to get this team ready for this run this year?
Well, one of my priorities was to make sure we love each other and take care of one another. That's huge for me. That's one of the cultures of things I've wanted to bring here. We had a great parents' night last night. It showed that culture is growing, and so that was one of my priorities. Another priority was just to play together. We played 34 games, 36 games this summer, and just play the game, just move without the ball. We didn't have any much set offense during the summer. We played, and that was a big boost to these girls, the freedom of movement. That was another goal of ours, just to get them moving and believing in themselves. Yeah, we got beat by a nice team. Wes Hancock, good friend of mine, coach there, Paul, signed us up there. Did a great job. And thankfully, Paul's 2A this year, so we won't see them. So we're looking forward to getting them ready. Communication was another priority of ours, making sure that we were all communicating from freshman on up with these girls and helping the younger girls because they, I tell these girls, there's a lot of eyes watching you seniors. It's how you act and do things. And we talked last night about, I really don't have to worry too much about, off the court issues with grades and making wrong choices because these kids have been brought up right. And the culture that we've established here and the great communication between a lot of the players and myself. And they just want to play the type of style we play here at North Pahaska. We just get after each other, get after the people we play. And And again, you got to coach to your talents, what we have, and so that's important to us here, that we coach to what we have and not trying to make girls do things that they just can't do. So that's the pleasure of having these seniors. I know what they can do, and with the length they have, the speed we have, the shooters we have. So it's just going to be a good year for us. We're starting off with two tough teams right off the get-go. So that's important for us to be ready.
You wanted to go through your roster. We've kind of read off the seniors. Why don't you go through the rest?
I'll start with my younger girls coming in, my freshmen. We have Jess Castaneda, Amelia Dom, Caitlin Sanders, Joanna Shipley, and Eska Whitehead. A tremendous group of freshmen. They're learning what's going on here. They're talented. They're not little. They're 5'10". A lot of them girls, two or three of them, and I got some nice guards there. My sophomores, great group of kids. Austin Fisher, tough defender. Brianna Fogel gets to play this year. She set out last year. She played freshman ball. Layla Hargis, we all know, is our big power forward. Alyssa Shine is a young lady who moved in from Illinois, a tremendous softball athlete. She's bringing her skills to the floor for us. Addie Schilling, of course, a 5'11 point guard, tremendous skills there. And Caitlin Fred Van Donsler, a scrappy point guard, tough. I'll take her any day. It brings a different toughness for us there from sophomores. Juniors, really small in numbers. Mackenzie Hicklin's been with me for 3 years, works hard. Kayla Williams hopefully gets to play this year from Eddyville. Works hard. She's dealing with a little injury right now. Seniors, I've got some foreign exchange students and Maria Bacular from Brazil. Nice young lady, played a lot of soccer. Jade Hay, of course. Alex Knuckles back with us for her fourth year. Paige Lehman, of course, my point guard. Cheyenne Shaw. Tremendous athlete, Cassie Steele, we all know. Lydia Stoggio has been my sixth man. She's going to step in there. Sydney Thomas is from Uganda, another soccer player, tough defender. And Emma Terrell, of course, is my power forward down low. And we're just looking forward to working with all these young kids, developing them as high-character individuals. That's what's important to me. I talked to them about I'm not going to remember the game-winning goals or the game-winning field goals. I'm going to remember how you treat people, how you act in class, and try to be that great leader of giving back to the community and serving others. So those are things we want to incorporate into our kids. And our conference is tough. I mean, we've got some two or three teams this year that are just going to be absolutely tough for us.
Yeah, that leads me into my next question. I mean, once again, the triangle is back with you and Monty and Linville Sully, and how do you feel about the competition between those three teams in your division?
Oh, well, our division is tough. I mean, definitely you said it. Montezuma certainly, has a Division I player. The lettering girl is tough. I mean, I got a lot of high respect for her. She plays at a high level, high game, high speed. She's going to Iowa for a reason. And I tell my girl, I love coaching against her. She just brings a different taste to us, you know. I mean, we don't match up with her, but we have some kids that are 5'10", 5'11", that can run with her, I think, on the floor. But she brings a different animal to us. She's a tremendous athlete. Wendell Sully, of course, coached by the Hall of Famer. Jerry Hulsing, his teams are always solid, detailed. They're very fundamentally solid. They'll be tough. Then the other side, you got Belle Plaine over there. They've got some great athletes, too. So Sigourney's tough with their two- or three-headed monster they have down there with their girls. So this is a tough conference head-to-toe. I don't want to leave anyone out, but it's just tough for us. It brings a different dial, too. We've got to dial it up every night differently, how to guard people. So, there's two top teams in our division. Montezuma, Little Sully, and us. Well, we hope to battle and get us ready for postseason, which will be a tremendous thing for our conference again, with two teams going there last year from our conference at the state tournament. So that helps our conference, helps the culture in this conference, and certainly we've got great coaches up and down the lineup.
And you mentioned it earlier in the interview, go open up with Grinnell. An interesting opener here between a 1A school and a 4A school in the five classifications for girls basketball. Both teams went to state last year. What are your thoughts on this opening game on Saturday the 23rd?
Well, it's by design. I mean, it's not accident that we're playing them. We wanted to play tough teams. We know Grinnell brings a lot of pressure and a lot of good shooters, good athletes, well-coached. That's what we want to play and make us better to get ready for Montezuma, who certainly has some good shooters and tremendous athletes up there. So, and again, you know, we have Wes Marshall coming in here late, I think, January. So another 3A school, I believe, that is very solid in their program. So it's by design, and this is what I want for those seniors. You know, we want to get ready for postseason and hopefully have a good seed where they send us. So I'm very respectful to the Iowa High School Athletic Union here, Girls Association, for sending all three teams in our division different ways. It was awesome last year. So I hope that continues. But, you know, you can't get the cart ahead of the horse. We got to play the games. And certainly, Grinnell's our number one team to play. They're very good. We played them three or four times this summer. So they all know what we do, and we know what they do. So it's up at Grinnell. It'll be tough on the road, but it's their first game, too. So we'll see how things go.
And we will be broadcasting that game right here on 1410 KGRN. Coach, really appreciate your time here on our basketball preview show, and we'll see you on Saturday the 23rd. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Chris. We're looking forward to a great season in Warhawk country. I want to put a shout-out to the boys' team. Certainly, they're looking for high expectations there. Their coaches do a great job. They got a great group of kids this year. I wish them all the best, too, and hopefully we can bring both conference titles back to Warhawk country. And it's going to be a challenge for both teams, but we're up to it. We're going back down. We got a great following from our fans, and just looking forward to a great year and a fun year and develop our younger girls. So when my seniors all leave next year, we'll be ready to go again. So thanks, Chris, for all you do.
Ellie Moore, head coach for North Mahaska girls basketball, joining us here on 1410 KGRN.